Welcome to Stories in the Valley. I'm your host, Charles Kiernan. I have decided today I'm going to give you a little Christmas treat. It is, of course, a story. It's a story I love to tell at this time of the year. My version of this story is called The Great White Cat. I believe it's Nordic in origin, but like so many other tales, it's traveled wide and far. I'm also fascinated by this story because of its reference to a very ancient tradition. The ancients felt that the year was a circle. And if the year is a circle, it ought to have 360 days, such as a circle has 360 degrees. Well, we all know that's not quite true, and they knew that too. So they had to do something with those extra 5 days. For the Romans, that was a period called Saturnalia, a time which they just partied away. Among the northern people, that became a time of the thinning of the veil between the worlds, that period between Christmas and New Year's. And that's exactly what Charles Dickens was referring to in The Christmas Carol, when he had the spirits come and visit Ebenezer Scrooge on Christmas Eve. Well, here is my version of The Great White Cat. Far up in the cold lands, where the northern lights are a common sight, there lived a poor hunter. Every day he checked his traps, and in this way he got furs and food. And that is how he lived. One day he was out checking his traps when he saw a great white bear. He leveled the sights of his gun on the bear, and it turned around and began to amble over towards him. Well, the hunter held his shot, knowing that the closer the bear got, the less likely he was to miss. And the bear got closer and closer and closer until he was sniffing his boots. He couldn't miss. Oh, but somehow it just wasn't fair. And then the bear rolled over and wanted the hunter to scratch his belly. Well, the hunter put down his gun and scratched his belly. Well, that was it. Now they were friends. So he took the bear back to his campsite and shared his supper with him that evening. And that night when he went to sleep, he used the great white bear as a great white pillow. He lay there on his great white pillow, thinking to himself, "What am I doing? I can't feed a bear. He'll eat me out of house and home, and I don't even have a house or a home." Then the hunter got a wonderful idea. "I will take the bear to the king. The king is known as a great lover of animals. He has his own private zoo. The bear will be well cared for, and when again will I, a poor hunter, ever have such a gift to give to the king?" So the next morning up they got and started on their way to the king's castle. But it was a 2-day journey, and that night it got quite cold, and the hunter was looking for some place to stay when he saw the lights of a farmhouse. He knocked on the door. And when the farmer answered, the hunter saw something just a bit odd. There was the farmer, all dressed up in his hat and his coat and his scarf. And behind him was his wife, all dressed up in her hat and her coat and her scarf. And beyond them, their children, oh, they looked like balls of cloth. And beyond them was a table, laden with food and drink. And beyond that, a roaring fire in the fireplace. And there was the family, ready to leave. "Excuse me," said the hunter. My bear and I are looking for some place to stay, and perhaps a bite to eat." "Oh," said the farmer, "you don't want to stay here. The trolls are coming. Every year, this time after Christmas, before New Year's, they demand a feast. Well, we dare not refuse, but we dare not stay. We go and hide in the caves in the forest. You can come with us. You'll be safe." Well, the hunter looked back at the cold, dark forest, and then at that table laden with food. Back at the cold, dark forest, and that roaring fire in the fireplace. He said, I'll take my chances with the trolls. Well, said the farmer, be it upon your head. He and his wife and his children tiptoed around the bear and dashed off into the forest. Well, the hunter came in, he sat down, and he began to feast. The bear walked around the room, rubbed noses with the farmer's white cat, and then on the other side of the room he found a table with a long tablecloth that went right down to the ground. Underneath the table was like a little cave. So he crawled under the table, curled up, and went to sleep. Well, the hunter had only gotten partway through his feast when he heard a horrible noise coming from outside. He ran to the window and looked out, and sure enough, there were the trolls. There must have been 100 of them. Trolls with one eye in the middle of their forehead. Trolls with 3 eyes, 4 eyes, 5 eyes. One of them had 2. And their ears were big and flappy like elephant ears, or long and pointy, or little ears that couldn't hear. And their noses were long and drug across the ground, or were snouty piggy noses, or no noses at all. And their hair was black and matted, or orange and spiky, sticky out all over the place. And their clothes were torn and tattered and rotting and falling off of their bodies. Except for one troll in evening dress, a top hat, cravat, oh, very dapper. Well, when the hunter saw that, he ran up into the loft, under a bed, and there he stayed, and in came the trolls. They came down the chimney, they crawled through the window, they oozed through the cracks in the walls. One of them came in by the front door. They sat down, and they began to feast. And they had terrible table manners. They chewed with their mouths open. They threw food at each other. They spit food at each other. They screamed. They hollered. They swore. They knocked food and drink to the floor. All except for one troll who ate very daintily with his knife and fork. And then the smallest of the trolls saw the farmer's white cat. He grabbed his fork and said, I'm going to eat the cat. 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 And all the other trolls begin to chant along with him. Eat the cat, Pee-wee. Eat the cat, Pee-wee. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. Eat the cat. Pee-wee chased the cat around and around the room until the cat dove under the table where the bear was sleeping just as the fork came down into the bear's nose. The room fell silent. And then Pee-wee said, look what happened to my kitty cat. And with that, the room exploded with escaping trolls. They ran up the wall. They ran across the ceiling. They dove through the windows, went up the chimney, flew oozed through the cracks in the walls, and one of them went out by the front door. And as quickly as they'd come, they were gone. Well, the hunter crawled out from under the bed and finished his feast, put a bandage on the bear's nose, and in the morning they went off to the king's castle. And that was the last that that farmer ever heard of those trolls again. Well, almost the last. That spring, he was out plowing his field when one troll appeared at the edge of the forest, on the other side of the stream, and it shouted across to him, "Do you still have that great white cat?" Great white cat. "Why, yes, it just had kittens." And that was the last that the farmer ever heard of those trolls again. And that is my version of the great white cat. The Lehigh Valley Storytelling Guild holds its storytelling circle at Godfrey Daniels at 7 East 4th Street, in Bethlehem on the second Wednesdays of the month at 7:30 p.m., except the month of August. Come and listen to stories or try out a story yourself. We are a friendly audience, and the event is free. Well, that's all for now. Have fun and keep a story in your heart. Oh, and Merry Christmas.